We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Love, love.
Hello, health-conscious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sri Lanka proposes legislation for 100% smoke-free public and workplaces. In education news, music therapy in the Cayman Islands helps individuals with developmental or communication challenges. In animal welfare news, a 71-year-old Chinese woman devotedly cares for 85 feline friends. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 19th, distinguished geophysicist and oceanographer Dr. Robert Sinclair Dietz is remembered. Born in 1914 in New Jersey, United States, he passed away on this day in 1995. Dr. Dietz is recognized for proposing the theory of seafloor spreading. It describes the process of new crust of the Earth being formed at oceanic ridges. Dr. Dietz is also known for his work studying the meteorite craters on Earth and the Moon. May contributions of exceptional scientists such as Dr. Robert Sinclair Dietz lead us to a greater understanding of our marvelous world.
Hawaiian News. Wildfires in southwestern U.S. states still blazing. On Tuesday, May 17th, firefighters in Arizona and New Mexico continued trying to contain fires. Residents in the Portal, Arizona region were evacuated or were given warnings to leave if needed, as a nearby fire burned over 27,000 acres and was only 20% contained. More than 1,100 firefighters have been called to extinguish this and another blaze in the Miller, New Mexico region, which continues to threaten local residents and consumed an additional 2,056 acres in just 24 hours, having come very close to the Gillicliff dwellings without yet causing damage to the ancient ruins thus far. In Texas, blazes on Monday were noted to have subsided after scorching a total of 177,371 acres. Prolonged drought and excessively dry tinder are said to be worsening all the fires in the region. We deeply appreciate the valiant efforts of all the firefighters. Our prayers that such extreme conditions are minimized as we care more conscientiously for the environment and fellow beings.
Floods sweep Sakha, or Yakuti Republic. On Tuesday, May the 17th, the Lena River burst its banks, flooding 217 homes and other buildings. In Namsky district of Sakha, in Russia's far east, over 1,000 people, including some 500 children, were evacuated from the affected Yadaitsi and Partisan communities and were staying with relatives. Also on Tuesday, a railway bridge was destroyed by swelling floodwaters in the Autonomous Republic of Kakassia in Siberia, threatening several industrial projects in the area.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please contact local officials to see whether help is required and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable. She added that funds for urgent needs are available.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate concern. We pray that such potential disasters as these may be curbed through humanity's adoption of kinder, eco-balancing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out, calls for improved living conditions and fair participation in government continue to be heard as protesters gather in nations like Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Mauritania, Oman, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
Algeria's health services came to a standstill on Monday, May 16th, after some 80% of the members in two public health practitioner and specialist unions went on strike to protest the health ministry's lack of follow-through on pledges to improve benefits.
A group of human rights activists in Oman have spoken out against the government's ongoing arrests of peaceful protesters who are calling for dialogue to create reforms in the kingdom.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization announced the Fatah and Hamas groups had reached an agreement on the majority of the most challenging issues between them, with reports of positive and truthful dialogue between them.
Around 3,000 Afghans in Talaquan protested the deaths of four innocent people during night raids conducted by a joint force made up of Afghan and North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, soldiers.
In Yemen, Press TV reports that as people continue rallying in calls for the resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, gunfire was heard in the capital of Sana'a, while over a dozen were confirmed wounded in Damar and Aden.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday once more reiterated the nation's call for an immediate ceasefire by the Libyan government as the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, stated that the court would investigate allegations of organized sexual violence by Libyan security forces.
On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton affirmed their joint readiness to impose additional sanctions on Syria to halt the violent crackdown on protesters. Meanwhile, the hundreds of Syrian refugees fleeing into Lebanon for safety were most recently joined by several unarmed Syrian soldiers, and activists called for a general strike across the country on Wednesday as another way to peacefully protest government violence.
With deep sadness for the loss of precious lives, we are glad for the dawning of tranquility in some regions of turmoil, and pray that all strife may cease, as citizens of every nation choose to reside in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
European Council President visits China. Herman Van Rompuy, President of the European Council, began a five-day visit to China on Sunday, May 15th, his first since assuming office in January 2010. Meetings between the European Union chief and top-level Chinese officials began on Monday in Beijing as talks were held with President Hu Jintao, where Mr. Van Rompuy noted China's contribution to maintaining the stability of the Eurozone and promoting the resurgence of the European economy. Meetings are also being held with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, as well as Vice President Xi Jinping, with discussions continuing in the cities of Chengdu and Shanghai to promote closer trade and other cooperative ties. In addition, President Van Rompuy suggested future collaboration in the form of a joint mayor's summit to address challenges being faced as their societies become more urbanized. Our sincere best wishes for continued cordial meetings and a fruitful trip, President Van Rompuy. May the ever warmer relations among your nations blossom in friendship and prosperity for all.
Term renewed for Nui's Prime Minister. On Tuesday, May the 17th, the Parliament of the South Pacific Island nation, Nui, voted to re-elect incumbent Premier Tok Talagi for another term in office. Prime Minister Talagi expressed his feelings of honour and humility upon this decision. Amongst his top priorities is further stabilisation of the nation's economy, with any gains to go toward the benefit of the people. Our congratulations, Prime Minister Talagi, on your renewed role. May your leadership continue serving the highest goals of gracious Niuean fellow citizens.
Al Jazeera's English Channel wins top media prize. The Qatar-based news agency's English Channel Broadcasting has been honored with the prestigious Columbia Journalism Award from the New York-based university's Graduate School of Journalism. Bestowed for outstanding reporting intended to benefit public interest, Al Jazeera English is being especially recognized for its in-depth coverage of the unrest in the Middle East, with reporters risking arrest and even their lives to accurately cover developing events. Our heartfelt accolades, Al Jazeera English, on this well-deserved award. May you and media colleagues worldwide be graced to safely continue your noble duties of conveying timely and up-to-date information for the good of the public.
Say save our planet in accordance with the Convention on Biological Diversity signed by 192 member countries, Dubai in the United Arab Emirates announces plans to set aside 10% of her total land for nature conservation by 2014.
Save our planet. Research published by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences shows that water and wells located close to fracking operations, where natural gas is obtained from injecting large quantities of fluid into rock formations, contain higher levels of the poisonous inflammable gas methane.
Hello, I'm Angelo, the elusive Great Crested Grebe. One of the stars is Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan, here to share a tip for the garden. You can make a compost mini grow bag by filling the legs of no longer used tights with compost and tying off the open ends. Then with the scissors, make small holes in a row along their length to plant flowers or vegetables. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
Good governance news. Sri Lanka proposes legislation for 100% smoke-free public and workplaces. In addition, regulations requiring packages of cigarettes to contain pictorial warnings will be put into effect. Sri Lanka is a member of the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control Treaty, which supports people's right for optimum health. Our many thanks, Sri Lanka, for this significant step. May all people adopt life-affirming habits to promote vibrant well-being.
In education news, according to the Caribbean News Now, music therapy in the Cayman Islands helps individuals with development or communication challenges. Supported by the Ministry of Education, Training and Employment, the project offers weekly music classes with Ms. Julianne Perilisi, founder of Cayman Music Therapy. Sessions include listening, composing, improvisation, group playing, and songwriting. Ms. Perilisi commented that both students and adults participating in the program have made significant progress in areas such as ability to express emotional needs and improve social behavior. Our appreciation, Cayman Island Government and Ms. Julianne Perilisi, for assisting your precious citizens through the healing power of music. May soothing inner and outer melodies bring joy to all God's cherished children. Coming up, four generations of a family provide care to feline friends. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More uplifting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a meaningful world. In animal welfare news, a 71-year-old Chinese woman devotedly cares for feline friends. Ms. Guo Lianfu and her husband of Qingdao, Shandong Province, live with 85 adopted cat companions. In addition, for more than 24 years, Ms. Lianfu has taken food every evening to homeless cats throughout the area. She said, "My family has carried out cat adoption for generations, from my grandmother, my mother, me to my daughter. We all love cats and adopt cats. And my husband, though 72 years old, also supports my job. Our earnest gratitude, Ms. Guo Lianfu and family, for your compassionate hearts. May the time soon come when all our delightful feline co-inhabitants will have happy homes and joyful lives."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hindi entitled First Flight.
एक वृद्ध स्त्री पहली बार विमान से यात्रा कर रही थी। वह बहुत घबराई हुई थी और विमान उड़ने से पहले कप्तान से बात करने की हट कर रही थी। "आप मुझे सही सलामत नीचे उतारोगे?" "सही है," उसने चिंता में पूछा। "चिंता न करें माताजी," कप्तान ने हंसते हुए जवाब दिया। "मैंने आज तक किसी को भी ऊपर नहीं छोड़ा है."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Chinhai, ever since I came across your TV station, there is no day I do not watch your program because it is so soul uplifting. Your message can redeem humankind. I thank God that many people are becoming vegetarians. I have read your book. I have come to take you home. I and my family really want to follow you home. My family members and I have been vegetarian for 2 years. And since I came to know your TV station, we are now vegan. Thanks. Lukman and family from Delta State, Nigeria.
Hi, Lukman and family. It's great to get your message. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Precious Lukman and family, thank you so much for your sincere note. It is wonderful to know that you and your family have joined the Vegan Circle of Compassion and are ready to connect with your inner treasure. Please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org to contact an association center near you to find out more about initiation into the inner light and sound. May God bless you, your beautiful family, and all the warm-hearted citizens of Nigeria with an abundance of spiritual upliftment. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May our world be ever more blessed with peace for all beings.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Welcoming Jordan's King Abdullah for an official visit, U.S. President Barack Obama expresses support for His Majesty's reform efforts in response to the wishes of the Jordanian people, as the two leaders also call for the resumption of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Originally launched by His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Deputy Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, the newest Emirates International Mobile Hospital opens in Sharjah to provide free health checkups and treatment for residents throughout the emirate.
His Majesty King Albert II of Belgium asks Elio Di Rupo, head of the French-speaking Socialist Party, to work toward bringing together other parties with the goal of forming a successful coalition government.
Donated by Chinese eco-company Yingli Green Energy, new solar-powered floodlights illuminate a center run by the Murtharay Youth Sports Association in Nairobi, Kenya, allowing youths extra hours of evening training along with an activity that brings hope for their future.
The state legislature of Zacatecas in Mexico recognizes Cuba for her establishment of the region's Republica de Cuba Hospital, where the Operation Miracle program has offered 56,000 free surgeries since 2007 to improve and restore sight for those in need.
The Turkish government announces plans to construct 2 quake-proof cities near Istanbul, with an estimated 1.5 million vulnerable citizens who will be able to relocate to the new structures.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.